Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
And special guest from the Professional Casual Network, we've got Tim.
Hello!
We're on the final issue of this Wanted story arc, issue number 6. If you want to check out our previous coverage, go ahead and check out the last 5 episodes.
So, this one's called Dead or Alive.
Which... Coming with me?
What? Dead or Alive, you're coming with me. Anyways. I love this opening line. Well, what are you waiting for, Wesley? Too butch to give your dad a big hug?
As Wesley's pulling out his gun to kill this guy.
Who the fuck are you? Why the fuck do you look like my dad? Blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And then Foxy's like, wait, it's really your daddy? I know, because we set the whole thing up.
Which, okay, so that's... I asked this last episode. How? They don't mean... How?
Well, I mean, when his head exploded, we didn't actually see... Excuse me, his head exploding. We saw something splattering from the front of his face.
From his head.
But you don't actually see that in the picture.
Mm.
You don't. I mean, go back, look at it. It's literally a shadow on his head. Look. So, maybe, right before that happened... and also... We're getting the story from what the guy that survived.
True. Yes. That's the big thing.
Because I assume that's where this the point of view is supposed to be, is the guy that survived.
Yeah. Because even when Imp and Sucker were at the funeral, they said the cops were on there at the scene super quick. No one could really get to the body in time.
Exactly. And they said something about not seeing it before it was interred, right?
Yeah. So,
but
Love in the background, too, while he's doing that, there is very clearly Iron Man in a trench coat and Dr. Fate laying on the floor.
I see the Iron Man. Yep, and there's Fate. Okay. Yeah.
Ha! That's awesome.
I like the Iron Man in the trench coat thing because we've read a couple Iron Man issues where... He's in the suit and he puts a trench coat on with a
fedora because it makes it to where you can't tell it's him.
Yeah,
and so the Vision does it. And
we figured out that the old 60s trope of hiding who you were was a trench coat and a fedora. The MCU trope is a ball cap and sunglasses.
Yes.
Yeah. So
I always loved that line in the first Ninja Turtles movie. When Raphael's walking around town in his fedora and trench coat, and he gets hit by that car, and they're like, what was that? It looked like a turtle in a trench coat. Like.
Perfect.
But they sit down to dinner at some restaurant that his dad, the original killer, has rented out the whole place, apparently, because they're the only people in there.
He's still rich. It's still his money.
Yeah.
Technically, because he's alive.
And he tells him, goes back to the... Or basically goes back through the whole thing. He's like, we set everything up. This was all, a test to get you out of the pussy-ass little bitch that your mom made you into. I had to know that I had somebody there to cover, to continue on my... legacy.
Yeah, because he's getting old. He's like, I don't want to do this. I don't want... What did he say?
I don't want anybody but the best to kill me.
Yeah.
That's why I had to have you trained before I get to the
point where I was literally just fucking up because I'm old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it talks about how he met his mom, how they ended up in a room swap with other villains... And that's how they ended up fucking.
The Mad Hatter Key Party picture, too, is just so glorious.
Yeah. But then it talks about how, he had to leave. and how his mom told him not to come back, blah, blah, blah. But he'd still come back and see Wesley and give him stuff and
souvenirs from time to time. And I think there was one point in time where he was tailing Wesley and he was playing with some friends, and his friend like hit him or did something to him. And his, or they're just beating Wesley up. His mom came running out to him and was really happy that he didn't sink to, that Wesley didn't sink to his level. And basically saying that she was proud that he became a wuss.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just, it, I think she was Killer say deep down, I think she knew that she had to keep you docile, basically.
You know, that's why you were never allowed to have a gun or a knife or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Because she knew as soon as you touched something like that, you'd become me.
So,
well, I kind of like that when he's explaining the whole superhero thing that happened where they killed them all, that her memory was somewhat wiped during that too. So she actually thought that her, that he was an airline pilot that had just like moved on.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like she didn't actually know what he was on the surface, but deep down there was like this nagging little like thing that kept her keeping Wesley not a psychopath.
Yeah.
I mean, but then he talks about OG Killer is like, you know, I watched you take shit from everybody in your life, from your stupid fat girlfriend to your, what does he say?
To your shitty job, to your,
yeah,
crappy boss, to the idiots that were bothering you for on your way home. Like it upset me. Like I didn't like seeing this, so I knew what kind of guy you could have been, so I wanted you to be that guy.
Yep. So anyways, they have this big like, oh, I remember you coming in, rubbing my hair, giving me a teddy bear, and he's like, yep, Barnaby the Bear. And then, like, oh, God, I love you, Dad. I love you, son. And then there's this big hug thing.
You're not getting my Bud Light. What?
Yeah. Johnny. God, that's old. Yeah. But the whole time they're telling the story, they're standing at his mom's grave.
And the OG Killer even said, like, I did love her. I did.
Your mom was the only person I've ever loved. He's like, no offense, Foxy. And Foxy's like, no, man, we're fucking physical.
Like, I get it.
I don't from the waist down.
Yeah. But he was like, I couldn't give up this life. Like, I wanted to kill every supervillain, every superhero, and your mom wanted me to retire. Like, this has been a plan that I had helped put in place for years.
Yeah.
I was going to see it through. And
makes sense. You're not going to go from the best assassin in the world, killing every superhero in the world, to working a 9-to-5 at an insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a hard sell.
I mean, there's this one picture that he looks like Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
So that makes me think of when Tommy Lee Jones left, when Kay left the MIB and then became a postman.
Except he didn't have a creeper mustache.
No. You're right. That is spot on Tommy Lee Jones there.
Yeah. So when you say that he wanted to do a 9-to-5, couldn't do a 9-to-5, it just makes me think of that. Like, I mean, he technically wasn't, because everybody in the post office was an alien, but...
But he didn't know that.
He didn't know that.
Well, consciously,
yeah,
he didn't know that.
He had some idea, but, yeah. Yeah, so they're standing at the grave, and this is where he tells Wes, he's like, all right, so to get my money,
I need to put a bullet in my head.
Like, that's what... Like, you have to kill me by time the sun rises.
And he's like, Dad, I just met you and we just connected, and like, what the fuck, dude? Mm-hmm. Like, seriously, I don't get anything. And he's like, no. He's like, man, I don't want some, you know, little punk ass bitch taking me out because I'm getting old. And this is where we get the whole thing that we talked about earlier.
Yeah, we just said.
Yeah.
And then he's, you know, I love you, Dad. I love you, son.
Pop, pop.
Click, click, boom.
I just met you and this is crazy, but here's my Glock, son. Now shoot your daddy.
That is perfect. I'm isolating that.
Oh, fuck. And that's now their tagline.
But yeah, so now Fox is like, all right, so you'll go back to the lair, and, you know, within the hour, we'll be the head of the family, so let's go.
And then he's like, no. No, God, no. I don't want to do this. Are you kidding me? Look at all this fucked up shit I just did. Raping people, killing people. I just shot my fucking dad after I just met him. Why would I ever want to do this? And she's like, wait, what? And he's like, no, I'm just fucking with you. Let's go.
This ending, though, this ending is weird, to say the least.
Well, first off, where did all these villains come from?
Those are the ones that survived.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if these are the villains that were still alive in their villain group, why weren't they there to help take out the other villains that had taken them over?
Eh.
Anyways. I mean,
fair.
You bring up some good points.
But then we get, like, this whole...
it's
Wesley
trying... Okay, so at the very end of the movie, we get Wesley talking about, like, how... So today I did this, and what have you done with your life kind of thing. Same principle, like, this is Wesley. Oh, yeah, you're just going to be doing this, and you're going to be doing this, and I'm going to be fucking this, fucking you, fucking whatever. Especially at the very last page of this is me fucking you in the ass, which I didn't like. That was just dumb.
Yeah.
But,
That's kind of the Mark Millar thing. All of his things are supposed to kind of be commentaries about some other specific superhero trope. Like, Nemesis is supposed to be, what if Batman was evil? Wanted is, what if all the superheroes died? Like, he's... I get it. It's just a little cringy, but yeah. I get it.
Overall, like, the book itself, the ending aside, because the ending...
Okay.
These last two pages, I think, were just dumb. But book, like,
I love the art. The art is amazing. I like the pulling in heroes and villains from, you know, other comics. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, they don't actually pull them in, basically. But it's they use their designs and stuff like that. I liked, how they set up as far as, like, his dad not really being dead type of thing.
Yeah.
That was pretty interesting. But all in all, I just hate the protagonists. Like, that's just what it is.
Eminem and Halle Berry are just not the best choices.
Yeah.
Well, and it just would have been such a minor shift, you know what I mean, to make that a lot more palatable. Like, it's just that 2 degrees too far.
Yes.
And you could have made a protagonist that's been shit on all his life, finally asserting himself, and it was just so close.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, just dial it back 10% and it would have been fine.
20% off.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're all agreeing. Like, we all liked it, but didn't. It's not our favorite, right? Is my.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We're saying, you know, I would have liked it if it wouldn't have been so wrong.
Over the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it would have made him. If he could have been a little bit more, you know, where you have a connection to him. I can't think of what I'm...
Yeah.
A little bit like, more empathy.
There we go. Yep. Which, even by the end, it's like, okay, yeah, he finally gets to see his dad, but now he has to kill him. Even that, like, you feel for Wesley, but his dad also made him become this... He basically made him become this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And I love the premise. A supervillain society where supervillain families are fighting each other. Just really, really, really could have done it without the sexual assault, the blatant racism, and the constant LGBT slurs. Just
exactly.
Take those out, and it's such a better story. And it just, it takes away so much by having that stuff in there.
Yeah, no, I get you. So, Tim, this is the part of the show where we let you, before we give all of our accolades and everything where you can get all of our stuff, go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you and your shows and everything you do.
Yeah, so we have a ton of stuff at twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork. On Sundays, we have a Grim Stream of Perilous Lore where Dan Cole on the network goes through Warhammer Fantasy lore. Mondays, we play Marvel Crisis Protocol, live battle reports on the Twitch as well. We also have two actual play podcasts, one in Pathfinder 2nd Edition, and one in Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay 4th Edition. Those are the Lost Omens podcast and Grim podcast of Perilous Adventure. Those drop Mondays and Thursdays. Tuesdays, we drop... Wait, did I roll a wild?
Wait.
Which is a Marvel Crisis Protocol Pavlog, I believe is what Charlie calls it.
Pavlog? Okay, sure.
And
sure.
Then on Fridays is Elite 8 Showdown, where High Octane host Big Chuck and myself take a bracket that could be about anything and everything and then argue about it for far too long.
Easy 45-minute listen.
Easy 45-minute listen.
Yep.
But you can check it all out on professionalcasual.com.
Yes. You can find our shirts that we have for our podcast over at Redbubble and TeePublic. Links are in the show notes. Our song was done by Joe from Wreck My Podcast, also part of the Sex Turtles. If you like to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or whatever podcast app you guys use, we will read them. Haven't had a new one in some time, so it's fine. It's all good. What else? Oh, we're on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown. You can email us, comicbookrundown@gmail.com. And I believe that is everything.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. I usually always forget something.
Yeah.
More often than not. Tim, thank you again for coming on here.
Thank you for having me. This was awesome. Yeah.
Definitely need to do this again in the future.
Absolutely.
Hopefully we won't have problems with Squadcast again. I don't know what the fuck's going on with that.
Right.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
It works pretty well overall, though.
I've been using this for over a year, and within the last 2 months is when I started having the most issues. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if they've just gotten too popular, and it's just their programming is fucked up, or if they are just
bogging down their servers or something.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. But, again, thank you for coming on.
Tim said he wanted to be on Catwoman, right?
Absolutely
actually,
not.
Actually, maybe.
if you ever do Avengers versus X-Men, that was, I know that'll be probably forever
it's
from now.
Gonna be some time, but yes.
But my favorite storyline of all time, it's Cyclops is my favorite character. Okay. Only from that story forward. Before that,
he's a shithead before then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, going forward, like, he only has, like, two more stories after that, because then it's
unfortunately, yes.
Okay.
Had to kill Baltimore, everybody started liking it.
Basically, yeah.
I mean, probably they're like, wait, people are liking Cyclops, we gotta do something about this right now!
What have we made of our lives?
The death of X, or whatever the hell it was called, yeah. Yeah, okay, so we will, catch you all guys next time.